Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. President Biden's son Hunter facing a new federal indictment on 9 tax-related charges, including failing to pay more than $1.4 million to the IRS. Where did the money go?
Drugs, escorts, and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items personal in nature. In short, quote, according to the prosecutors, on everything but his taxes.
Including a porn site subscription. That was ABC's Pierre Thomas reporting. If convicted, Hunter Biden could get 17 years in prison. The war between Israel and Hamas started 3 months ago today with a deadly Hamas attack October 7th inside Israel. The UN Secretary General invoking Article 99, warning of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza and calling for an immediate ceasefire. Some 17,000 people have been killed in Gaza and counting. And sentencing today for 17-year-old Ethan Crumbly, the teen who killed 4 fellow students in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan. Prosecutors want life without parole. This is ABC News. Russian President Vladimir Putin announcing today he will run for re-election next spring. He's widely expected to win a fifth term. Putin has been in power for more than 20 years. The White House today announcing billions in money for rail projects across the country.
The new federally funded rail projects will include high-speed train lines to move passengers from Las Vegas to Southern California in just 2 hours. They hope to finish the project before the 2028 Olympics. Part of the $8 billion in infrastructure money will also help build new rail lines between San Francisco and Los Angeles, as well as Raleigh to Richmond. The Biden administration saying all of it will help grow the economy and create tens of thousands of new jobs.
ABC's Andy Field. And a mystery solved in space. Astronaut Frank Rubio has maintained for months that he did not just eat a tomato being grown on the International Space Station. He said it simply floated away. Colleagues, though, never believed him. Until now, it was just found. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Both the Ice Age and North Country National Scenic Trails in Wisconsin are being designated parks under the National Park System. The Ice Age Trail is around 1,200 miles long, running from Polk County to Door County. The North Country National Scenic Trail is around 4,800 miles and crosses through 8 states. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been calling for the designation for nearly a decade, and Thursday's announcement drew bipartisan support. Republican banking mogul Eric Hovde will challenge U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. That's what National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Steve Daines tells the Journal Sentinel. Hovde himself declined a chance to comment Wednesday night. Hovde is widely considered the most viable of the Republicans in the race. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James W. Stoddard, age 76, Phillips, passed away peacefully into the arms of the Lord on November 13th, surrounded by his family after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Jim is survived by his wife, Donna, by his children, Colleen Gortz, by Julie Viscoschel, by Kevin Stoddard, and also further survived by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren, along with his brothers and sister-in-law, Dennis, Keith, Jim, Wayne, and Gail, survived also by numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. A celebration of life was held on Saturday, December the 2nd. This has been the funeral notice for James W. Stoddard, 76, Phillips. Marilyn H. Erickson, 90, Prentice, went to be with the Lord Jesus on December 2nd. Marilyn is survived by her children, Dan of Chisholm, Minnesota, Randy of Prentice, Lauren of Ogama, Tim of St. Paul, Minnesota, Doug of Prentice, and Ruth Yard of Waterford, Pennsylvania. Survived also by 22 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and further survived by her sister, Marie Arneson of Prentice, and her brothers and sisters-in-law, LaVon Meyer, Phyllis Holovetz, David and Norma Erickson, John, Freddie, and Paula Erickson, by Kathy Jensen, and by Marie Erickson, survived also by many nieces and nephews. The Hamer Pickering Funeral and Cremation Services of Medford and Rib Lake are assisting the family. A memorial service for Marilyn will be Friday, December 29th, 1 p.m. at First Baptist Church, located in Prentice. Visitation held an hour before the service. This has been the funeral notice for Marilyn H. Erickson, 90, Prentice. Jacob Truwin services will be held. There will be a funeral service held at 3 p.m. today, Friday, December 28th, at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and continue until the start of the service. Interment will take place in Washington, D.C., in lieu of flowers. It can be donations can be made at Prevail Bank. This has been the funeral notice for Malcolm Ware, age 29, of Phillips. Carmelita Carm Josephine Ayler passed away on December 3rd at the age of 98. She is survived by her children, Mary Ayler and Kathy Connor, survived also by her stepson, Patrick Zaroski, and by her three grandchildren, along with her five great-grandchildren, and further survived by relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carmelita Carm Josephine Ayler. I have a correction on a previous funeral notice that we want to make a correction on. Malcolm Ware, age 29, of Phillips, passed away unexpectedly on December 4th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He was born to Tanya Ware and Roberto King on November 30th of 1994 in Washington, D.C. He is survived by his loving wife, Nicole, by his mom, Tanya, by his dad, Robert King, and by his siblings, Tanalia Soden, Alexis Cordero of India, and also survived by Jamelia and Monet, and many nieces, nephews, and further survived by his fur babies and close friends. There will be a funeral service at 3 p.m. on Friday, December 8th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and continue until the start of the service. This is the funeral notice and more listed online for Malcolm Ware, age 29, of Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken, that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp, ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition. It's the Cyber 10 online sales event going on right now at Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Log on to sillygoose.shopsettings.com by December 15th and claim your 10% online discount good for anything in the store. Silly Goose has winter clothing from head to toe for the entire family, as well as firebugs, stocking stuffers for the kids, and gift certificates for you this Christmas. Silly Goose is also your go-to rental center for snowshoes and cross-country skis. Stop into Silly Goose Silent Sports on Highway 13 in Park Falls every Thursday through Monday. Discover your next adventure.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see partial sunshine at times with high temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Winds becoming breezy from the south and southwest at 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 28. For Saturday, some light snow developing, expecting less than a half inch of daytime snowfall with mid-30s for high temperatures. Sunday, partial sunshine, we're back in the upper 20s. And for your Monday, a good deal of sunshine, reaching a high of 31. We're back in the upper 20s for highs Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 38.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Mophie's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoxper. Thursday night football saw the Patriots snap a five-game skid, beat the Steelers 21-18 on the road in Pittsburgh. Bailey Zappe threw three first-half touchdown passes, says he had confidence in his teammates and coaches.
Just doing what I'm coached to do. Going through my reads, first reads open, take it. We have great playmakers. One-on-one with our guys, we take our guys any day.
In the NBA, the Pacers beat the Bucks 128-19, advanced to the championship game in the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. They'll play the Lakers, who steamrolled the Pelicans 133-88. LA's Austin Reeves says LeBron James set the tone early in the game before finishing with 30 points in just 23 minutes. Unlike other tournament games, that one will not count in the regular season standings. And John Rahm is gone, the current Masters champion, leaving the PGA Tour, joining the Saudi-funded LIV Golf. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the Sabres beat the Bruins 3-1. The Maple Leafs get by the Senators 4-3. Sharks are overtime winners over the Red Wings 6-5 the final. Kings shut out the Canadiens 4-0. Islanders rout the Blue Jackets 7-3, while the Predators squelch the Lightning 5-1. Stars rallied to beat the Caps in a shootout 5-4. Alex Ovechkin recorded his 1,500th regular season point in the loss. Blackhawks blanked the Ducks 1-0. Jets beat the Avalanche 4-2. Connor Hellebuyck stopped 32 shots in his 250th career win. Flyers down the Coyotes 4-1. Flames rallied to beat the Hurricanes 3-2, while the Canucks shut out the Wild. The Devils beat the Kraken in Seattle. Final score there 2-1. This Saturday, big all-time rivalry, Army versus Navy. And then next weekend, it is bowl season. This is SRN Sports.
Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team will take on the number one ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats. Tomorrow at 2:15 in Tucson, Wisconsin now ranked 23rd after beating Marquette and Michigan State. The Badgers women's volleyball team now in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin with a win over Penn State 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are coming home after losing to the Pacers 128-119 in the in-season tournament. Giannis had 37 points and 10 rebounds. He talked about the tournament's format finally making it to America.
It was kind of strange when I came around here 10 years ago that the NBA wasn't doing that. It was only the championship. But I think just brings a lot of meaning, to the games. And you play a game like this at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. here, 4 p.m. Milwaukee. So it's around 10 p.m. in Greece. Like, if people stay up and watch the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
Let's check out some sports scores. There were a few games around the area last night. Not many, but the Washburn boys, they were victorious over Mellon, 82-32 last night. LCO was a winner over the Butternut boys, 63-22 last night. And it was Marathon boys topping Rib Lake by a count of 76-57. On the girls' side last night, just one game in the region. Hayward was a 53-25 winner over the Ashland Oradocker girls. Hockey last night, the Lakeland T-Birds, they get a hockey win last night as they top Northland Pines 4-1. From Tuesday, it was Medford beating Team Seal by a count of 10-2. On the schedule tonight, A lot of our area teams are in action. Shawamigan boys and girls will host Assumption tonight. The girls will play at 5:45 in the varsity. Boys, girls at 5:45, varsity 7:30, the varsity boys. So the Shawamigan campus here in Park Falls hopping tonight with high school action, varsity only. The Phillips boys will play host to Auburndale. The girls game has been postponed, but the Phillips boys have Auburndale tonight starting at 7:15 in Phillips. The Butternut girls will play host to Mellon tonight at the Butternut Gymnasium. And other action, we mentioned the Shawamigan girls and boys hosting Assumption. Team Seal Hockey, they will be in action as they'll travel to take on the Merrill JV tonight. And that will be a 5:30 start time. As always, archived audio, scores, and much more at 98QCountry.com.
Are there crafty people here? My wife is, like, super crafty, and it's cool that she has a hobby. And if there's any, like, young people, and I'm losing you on this, I'll just tell you real quick. Basically, crafting, just to explain it to you, it's basically, like, so you could buy something at a store, right? But for a little bit more money. You could make a crappier version. With no Yelp reviews. With no way to return it without hurting someone's feelings.
It happens to all of us. People telling you about the dream they had when you really don't care at all.
Good morning, sweetie.
I had the strangest dream. I was in a castle, but it was made of pretzels. And there was a moat of lava, but it was green. And my sister was there, but she had your voice. And then Simon Cowell flew.
Now there's help. Introducing the Morning Muzzle. Simply put it on your spouse's face while they sleep, and when they wake up, you won't have to hear the mundane details of their ridiculous dream.
Fascinating. Well, I gotta go get ready for work. I love you too.
So if you're sick of hearing your spouse's dreams, then put a muzzle on them. The Morning Muzzle, available now.
Friday, the weekend is upon us.
It was the longest week ever.
Could someone get me a coat? I'm freaking freezing.
Well, it's Friday, which is date night.
Okay, let's go see Santa Claus.
It's a bit nipply out.
I mean nippy out.
The cold has now spread to my special place.
What did I say? Nipple.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes.
There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me and walk away, not a thing about
tree.
Didn't
Brad Paisley, I've always found that song to be somewhat offensive, but whatever. Brad Paisley and Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Joel here. Austin is here. How are we doing, Austin?
Doing good.
Oh, we're just all wimped out from this mild weather out there. Man.
I'm enjoying it.
42 today. I think it was 48 or 49 yesterday. We're going to see temperatures probably at least in the 30s here. Maybe a couple days might be upper 20s, but the mild weather with really no significant snowfall accumulation is going to continue. And the possibility of a white Christmas right now is not looking real good.
I'm not complaining there.
Well, we'll get the snow eventually here. It always comes. I mean, we never get out. No one gets out unscathed out of winter.
That's true.
So a little bit of a delay in the start to the snow and the outdoor winter sports. We have high school sports tonight. No Bucks now. Bucks are off all through the weekend till Monday because they lost Indiana out in Vegas yesterday in spite of DJ Rick being there, cheering them on with his free tickets that he got. I don't know how he does that, but only DJ Rick pulls off free tickets to the Bucks game. But he was there, and the Bucks lost Indiana. So they're off now until Monday. It was a very unique venue, only in Vegas. Usually when they show a sporting event on TV, like a basketball game, you can see the fans, you know, in the first seven, eight rows. You can see it around. Well, Vegas, last night when you watched it on TV, the court was blue and red, I believe. Very, very bright. And when you watched it on TV, all you could see was the people on the court. Everything else, the fans, were all dark, were all black. Mm. It was like a featured stage, you know, like a Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool, but I thought to myself, you know, if you got tickets for like the second row and you tell Aunt Linda, hey, look for me on TV. And then Aunt Linda's like, I didn't see you on TV. You couldn't see anybody, even in the first row.
Yeah.
It was totally, I think, I'm all right with doing it for part of the game, but then I think they should like lighten up and just let the fans have their moment too, because it is kind of part of the deal. But that's Vegas. They do what they want. ChatGPT. Do you know what that is?
GPT?
What did I say? GTP?
You said GBT.
ChatGPT. What does that stand for? Chat.
I don't know what it stands for, but I do know what it is.
What is it? So what is it?
It's an AI thing where if you plug like a prompt into it, it'll formulate a response based on the prompt.
Okay.
And the responses may vary in quality.
So it's a part of artificial, this AI stuff, right?
Yep.
Artificial intelligence. Well, ChatGPT was the most read article on Wikipedia this year. People probably doing what I just did right there and probably trying to find out what the heck it is. And even the experts who are in the field and excited about AI are as equally as concerned about the effects of AI on our society, aren't there? I mean, what are some of the things that could happen for those who aren't even familiar with artificial intelligence? You know, what bad could happen? I mean, could someone be depicted?
People are worried that, for example, AI could eventually replace writers because it's easy to just plug in a prompt and have it go.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as of now, the quality is still, you can tell that's not human.
Yeah.
Then some are worried it can replace artists due to some AI models being able to actually take different sources and formulate art based on them.
So they could take like Jim Carrey and they could create a Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Artificially. So he won't even have to be there.
You could actually just plug in something really random like Jim Carrey riding the lobster and you'll get it.
You'll get Jim Carrey. And it looks very realistic. It looks very good.
Well, that varies.
It's getting closer, right?
Slowly.
And I guess one of the big thing is, you know, how do you stop, like, somebody making a video of Joe Biden, you know, saying something threatening about another country?
That is the wonders of deep faking.
Yeah, exactly. So that's some of the dangers of it. But it is pretty cool, though. There are parts of it that will be very beneficial.
I think. It can be a great tool.
Yeah, to a lot of people, yeah. Well, the New England Patriots, they stink this year, but they won last night. They beat the Steelers. Tom Brady's gone from the Patriots, and now all of a sudden Bill Belichick is an idiot. He can't coach. He has no other Hall of Famer, the greatest coach of all time. Now all of a sudden they're like, let's fire him because his player isn't very good. But the Patriots won last night. Tickets for Patriots games, they say, are going for as low as $5 now. You can get in the door. People don't want to be there, apparently. Five tourists in Venice fell into a canal. Guess what they were doing? They were a tourist. They had the phones out. What do you think they were doing? They were taking a
selfie.
They were taking a selfie, and five tourists fell into a canal when they were taking selfies and their boat flipped over while they were all standing up on the gondola.
So you don't stand on those things.
Yeah, you don't stand. Every once in a while you hear that people that have actually fallen to their deaths, like at these big canyons, you know, they try to do a selfie and they lean back and they get kind of lose their equilibrium and it's not good. You got to be careful with that.
That's why you don't lean up against the barriers.
Yeah, and realize that most of your friends don't care if they see a selfie of you with the Grand Canyon behind you. They've seen the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
They know there's ChatGPT, artificial intelligence. There's pictures of the Grand Canyon out there. We get it. It's big.
Yeah, and we've seen so many now that the internet's up and running since late 90s.
Late 90s, yeah, that's right. Let's get our news and sports update. We do this twice an hour here on the morning show. We're a little late, but let's do it now.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. President Biden's son Hunter facing a new federal indictment on 9 tax-related charges, including failing to pay more than $1.4 million to the IRS. Where did the money go?
Drugs, escorts, and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items personal in nature. In short, quote, according to the prosecutors, on everything but his taxes.
Including a porn site subscription. That was ABC's Pierre Thomas reporting. If convicted, Hunter Biden could get 17 years in prison. The war between Israel and Hamas started 3 months ago today with a deadly Hamas attack October 7th inside Israel. The UN Secretary General invoking Article 99, warning of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza and calling for an immediate ceasefire. Some 17,000 people have been killed in Gaza and counting. And sentencing today for 17-year-old Ethan Crumbly, the teen who killed 4 fellow students in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan. Prosecutors want life without parole. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will spend $6 million to provide free driver's education classes to 15,000 teenagers. The goal is to cut down on reckless driving. It's the first time Wisconsin has spent money on driver's education since 2004. Students who get free or reduced meals at school would qualify. It's one of dozens of bills Governor Evers signed into law Wednesday. Wisconsin is getting $2.5 million to study new Amtrak service in Madison, Green Bay, and Eau Claire that would connect with Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. Wisconsin is also getting federal grants to support studying expanded service between Milwaukee and Chicago on the existing Hiawatha line, as well as adding a third daily round trip between Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities through Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crushed the board. They got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. In sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. Our truckload sale just got hotter with top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Our truckload sale ends December 22nd. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort for November and beyond.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see partial sunshine at times with high temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Winds becoming breezy from the south and southwest at 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 28. For Saturday, some light snow developing, expecting less than a half inch of daytime snowfall with mid-30s for high temperatures. Sunday, partial sunshine, we're back in the upper 20s. And for your Monday, a good deal of sunshine, reaching a high of 31. We're back in the upper 20s for highs Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her.
At 7:48. Well, the Bucs lose last night, so they're off till Monday. There's no Packers till Monday. We will not have the Bucs game on, by the way, Monday, because the Packers are on. So we have to have the Packers. So Monday we'll have Packers here. We got a local game over on 103.1 Jack FM also on Mondays. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. So the weekend is free. We got local sports tonight with Auburndale and Phillips boys at 7:15, but nothing Saturday, nothing Sunday, so you're free to go out and get something done Christmas-wise or whatever is on your list there. Check it twice and all that stuff. Mike Clemens is going to join us, our 98Q sports reporter. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. He's out and about. He's moving around. He's at Lambeau Field. He will be, I think, in New York, I believe, Monday night for the Giants game. We'll chat with Mike Clemens coming up a little bit after 9 here this morning. Kyle Repair is expanding and is looking for good people to fill technician, office, and clerical positions. Apply in person today and work for a company that has over 80 years combined experience in servicing heavy-duty equipment and has been family-owned and operated going on 10 years. Stay tuned for some exciting things to come in the next few months. Kyle Repair, Highway 13, Park Falls, Wisconsin, an equal opportunity employer.
Visit Boot Barn for savings on top quality holiday gifts this week only. We're offering $40 off exotic cowboy boots and up to $40 off select leather western boots. Our holiday specials this week also include 25% off select outerwear, western shirts, flannels, and jeans. Additionally, we're offering savings on children's outerwear and denim. Visit us this week and save on gifts for the whole family. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres and a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
I've got the lights turned up, the door. Betting you would never leave. somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Business this time, I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up. truck bed this morning.